giving us this presentation. I have a couple of questions for you. I was just, what happened? I mean, I believe they were touting big surplus that California had at one point, I think around COVID times. And now we're in a huge deficit and getting worse. And from what I understood, what I learned today is that there's a certain amount that is going to be guaranteed for distribution and others that are a possibility. Is that how I saw it? I think it was like $2 billion for the first portion and then $1.1 billion for the second. Can you explain both those situations?
Sure thing. And so I'll first take your second question and just note the TRCP dollars total $4 billion. Under last year's budget plan, that $4 billion would have been released over two fiscal years: $2 billion in fiscal year 2023-2024, $2 billion in fiscal year 2024-2025. What the governor is proposing for this year is to say the first $2 billion for fiscal year 2023-2024, that gets maintained. That second $2 billion gets split over two fiscal years. In this year's budget, what you would see if the governor's budget gets adopted is the first $1 billion of the $2 billion will be released for a $3 billion commitment total that is signed, sealed, delivered to the agencies. The other $1 billion, there's a commitment. What I think is notable is a commitment is not as good as having cash in hand. And if the budget picture continues to be bad in future fiscal year, those monies could be under threat. The additional $1.1 billion that comprises then the $5.1 billion total is not proposed for any changes. And that is because those monies are derived from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund and the Public Transportation Account. Those are special funds, so don't have any bearing on the state's general fund picture. And so that money will continue to flow.
So basically, what I'm hearing is that it's going to be probably a $1 billion cut.
I wouldn't say probably. I would say that there is some risk and potential exposure. I think what is notable here is that with the Senate Budget Committee, the champion for the dollars, the $5.1 billion, is now Senator Scott Wiener. And so I should say Senator Scott Wiener is now the Budget Committee Chair. That provides us probably the strongest shot possible maintaining those dollars. There's a strong interest in maintaining them for some of the projects that he cares most about in the Bay Area, for the political coalitions that are inherent for maintaining those monies for the Bay Area. Others will fall in line. We have a strong shot at maintaining those dollars, provided the budget outlook doesn't continue to be grim in the future.
So we will look forward to speaking with you about that.
So then I do want to take your question about what's happened. We had these record budget surpluses. Now we have a record budget deficit. What's happened is two things. The first is that last year, as they were developing the budget, they were having to develop the budget based on projected tax revenues. And they did that budget development because, as you may recall, with the flooding that happened last year, the federal government and the state of California extended the deadline for filing taxes. And so last year, for the first time in recent memory, the state did not have tax receipts in hand. They could not pinpoint exactly how much money they had to appropriate. And they were massively wrong in their projections. And so a lot of the budget deficit is a reflection of the imbalance between the projections and what actually came in ultimately in receipts. The state overextended itself, in short. The other thing that's happened is that the state's budget picture and really tax revenue structure is heavily balanced on high-income earners. The vast majority of the monies that we use to support the general fund are collected by high-income earners for income taxes, capital gain taxes. And as we've seen mass layoffs, we've seen folks not doing as well on the high end. We've seen then that those tax receipts have come down. That is what's impacting then the future year considerations. And so it's two twin efforts that are, or rather, realities that are having the impact on the budget.
You would think that someone that knew previous levels of income coming into the state would have made a better, would have presumed better of what would have actually happened.
You would have hoped so. And unfortunately, yes.
Whoever was in charge of that is probably fired. But I have one last thing, and I don't know if you're the right person to answer, but you did say that the RTC was receiving $35 million. How much is Metro getting of that?
Is this the money that we?
$132. So $125.
Yes.
So the 32 million.
Yeah. This is the money that we RTC appropriated back in December. Yes. And then, yeah, it's 32.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Question. Last year, you mentioned about a bill that would add transit agencies to emergency services like hospital leave, so that if there's an emergency, they could be included in that. Did that make it into this year? Or?
So, unfortunately, the bill was held last year by the Assembly Appropriations Committee and was not reintroduced. One of the things that is ongoing, however, is that bill was sponsored by the California Transit Association to provide the benefit for recognizing the roles that you play in mobility, the CE transition, but then also to the emergency response functions of agencies. The California Transit Association is continuing to pursue what may be a regulatory and administrative route for actuating that same policy. There was some skepticism, frankly, as the bill was moving forward. This could not just simply be done through regulatory action by the CPUC. So the author of that bill is pursuing that directly with the CPUC, seeing if we can bring that online. It's not borne fruit yet, but I would hope to be able to provide an update soon on whether or not we're told yes or no that it can be done within the regulatory powers of the CPUC.
It'd be nice before our next.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've been ringing the alarm.
The bill that would expand the application of enhanced penalties for transit employees, what's the likelihood of that? What's the prospects for it?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, this year, relative to any other year, prospects are fairly strong. And I say that for two reasons. One is that in previous years, as the California Transit Association pursued similar bills, it haven't gotten so much as the hearing. This year, we have the chair of the Assembly Public Safety Committee, first stop for the bill, who's authoring the bill. And so that gives us a leg up. The second thing that is providing some wins in our sales is that we have a heavy balance of labor organizations representing, or rather supporting the bill. So ATU, Teamsters, and TWU are at this stage behind the bill. And they're going to be working to bring online other organizations. I can't speak for their level of commitment at this stage, but they're going to be serving as an intermediary with SEIU and AFSCME, who have representatives at a number of agencies in various roles. We're hoping that that locked up support can help us move forward.
First of all, I want to thank you and your office for excellent representation this agency.
Thank you
for being here. And especially this year, 3,000 bills. I mean, usually that's 600 or 700 more than with those spot bills included than normal. So you've got
every year it seems to maybe not increase but stays at a relatively high level. Yeah.
And as far as the deficit projection, I know that the governor used reserves.
Sure.
Reality of it all is historically, I think the LIO has been closer to the projected deficit than the governor's office in the years. Is that correct?
I would say absolutely that is correct. And in fact, the LAO's own analysis of the governor's budget suggested that his $38 billion figure was actually 58. Because when you take into account some of the accounting maneuvers that were included within the governor's budget, as developed by the Department of Finance, number again, closer to 58, we'll find ourselves somewhere in between that 38 and 73 projection. I would agree with you. Year over year, we've seen LAO be a bit closer to the number.
Additional questions or comments from the board?
Just to add on what Dr. Dutch mentioned, it was 2 years ago, $200 billion surplus. And it is frustrating to see that this much planning with such misjudgment, your billion surplus to so many programs that are so vital are being hurt, you know, in all areas. And I know many of us went to Sacramento 2 years ago and advocated for housing funding and different funding for some of the projects and transportation. And so it's, thank you for the work, but it is, yes, Director Dutra, you go from 200 billion deficit to some misjudgment this 1 year.
I'd say certainly disheartening. And one of the conversations in here, I'm maybe speaking a bit farther than where I've got direction or deep knowledge, but one of the areas where folks have talked about some reforms is around the gambling. It's a constitutional limitation on really the ability of the state to save and to spend. And what it created in this last cycle when we had these record surpluses was the state had to make a decision. If you want to keep the money, you have to either make investments, one-time expenditures in capital projects, or you have to release that money back to the people. And so the legislature and the governor did both things. And so we saw, you know, historic one-time investments in capital projects, which now, of course, are being brought back some. But we also saw things like the gas rebates they gave everyday Californians and a debit card structure. That was almost $20 billion that went out the door. And that is because the state was not able to hold on to those monies and just grow their coffers and grow the reserves. And so in a future year, to kind of stymie what is this kind of boom and bust cycle, there may have to be some consideration to reform there to allow for the state to save more money, not spend in a compelled fashion, to make sure that we can account for some of these challenges that we know are coming.
Yeah. That's a good point. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no further comments from the board, we'll go to public comment on this item.